Hi, I'm Dan Q, and you're listening to a podcast that nobody asked for, exclusively about things that only I find interesting. Today, I'll be talking about this podcast and how I made it. As usual, there's a blog post to accompany this episode, and today you'll find it at danq.link/podcast. So, I'm a podcast? Observant readers of my blog, and listeners like you, will probably realise now that I seem to have a podcast. My recent blog posts, like the one about special roads, my idea for pressure cooking tea, and that time I looked into the history of window tax in two countries, have been available as a podcast. And you might rightly be asking, why? Like my occasional video content, this isn't designed to replace any of my blogging. It's just a different medium for people who might prefer it. For some stories, I suppose, audio might be a better way for you to hear what's going on in my head, just like how the vlog version of my favourite video game Easter egg might be preferable because video as a medium is perhaps better suited to demonstrating a computer game Easter egg. So perhaps audio is a better medium for some of the things I write about too. But as much as not, this is just a continuation of my efforts to explore different media over which a WordPress blog can be delivered, as well as web-based non-textual content like audio and my vlogs. My blog is also wholly or partially available over a variety of more exotic protocols. Did you know? You can find me on Gemini, Spartan, Gopher, and even Finger. Most of that's powered by my own tool, Capsule Press, but I'm itching to try a few more. How about a WordPress blog that's available over FTP, or Usenet, or DNS? I'm not even kidding when I say these are things I'm considering trying. Anyway. Podcast, yes. This is also a part of my ongoing effort to do more of what I'm bad at, in the hope that it'll help me get better at a diversity of skills. So how does it work? Well, let's start by understanding what a podcast actually is. In essence, it's just an RSS feed, something I have talked about at length, with audio enclosures, that is, basically attachments on each item. The idea for podcasting was spearheaded by my colleague, Dave Weiner, way back in 2001 as a way of subscribing to rich media like audio or videos in a way that slow internet connections would be able to pre-download content so you didn't have to wait for it to buffer. Nowadays, of course, we've got specialised media decoder co-processors which reduce the size of media files to much more manageable sizes, but more importantly nowadays we've got really high speed always on internet connections, which mean that you probably rarely have to make a conscious choice between streaming or downloading. Anyway, podcasts are pretty simple, even after you've bent over backwards to add all of the metadata that Apple Podcasts, formerly iTunes, expects to see. I looked at a couple of WordPress plugins that promised they could do all the work for me, but eventually I decided it was simple enough to just add some custom metadata fields and include them in my feeds, and then tweak my theme code a little. Here's what I had to do. Firstly, the tag. I like tags, so I use a post tag, Damcast, to represent posts that have an accompanying podcast content. I actually intended to change the tag to podcast when I went live, and then I forgot, and now I can't be bothered to change it. It's only for my convenience, after all. In any case, using a tag means that I can add all of the podcast-specific metadata to the RSS feed only if the user requests the feed of that tag. That leaves my regular feeds untampered, which means you don't get the podcast enclosures if you're just subscribing to the regular blog RSS feed. That might not be what everyone would want if my blog were highly driven to be podcast-based. Then that wouldn't be a great choice, but it suits me to serve podcasts only to people who explicitly ask for them. Using a tag also means I can use a template. Mine's called tag-damcast.php, in my theme to generate a customised page for listing podcast episodes. but the important part is the feed. I've open sourced all of the code that I'll talk about right now. And if you want to get a copy for yourself under the unlicense, then you can go to danq.link/podcastcode. I just use a series of standard WordPress hooks to add the functionality I need to the feed. There are six important bits. The first is the RSS2 item hook, which I use to add the enclosure, iTunes duration, iTunes image, and iTunes explicit elements to the feed, but only when requesting a feed with the nominated tag, as described before. Only the enclosure element is strictly required, but appeasing Apple Podcasts is pretty worthwhile too. The contents of these fields is lifted directly from the post metadata. The excerpt RSS hook is used to add an extra piece of post metadata with a description of the podcast. In practice, that's a list of chapter times. The hook swaps out the existing excerpt for my custom one when you're viewing a podcast feed. RSS enclosure is used to remove any existing enclosures from the items in the feed. Some podcast players can't cope with there being multiple enclosures, even if only one of them is audio. And of course, WordPress naturally adds an enclosure for the featured image of posts, so I need to strip that. The content feed is overridden to remove the full text of every post. I'm a big fan of RSS feeds containing the full text of posts. I don't like to have to leave my feed reader just to read your content, so I don't impose that on anyone else either. But that's probably not what you want if you're just subscribing to the podcast. So I deliver just the audio and a description of the episode itself. You can always link through to the full post if you like. I use the RSS2NS hook to add the relevant namespaces to the XML declaration of the RSS feed. There's the iTunes namespace, which is definitely required, but and also a newer podcast namespace, which has got growing compatibility and provides some modern features. I don't use most of them, but I do specify my license in there. There's no harm in supporting both. And finally, the RSS2 head hook. That's where I put the metadata for the podcast as a whole, license, category, type, and so on. Some of those fields are effectively essential for best support. As I mentioned, all the code is available for you if you want it at danq.link/podcastcode. WordPress makes a reasonable platform for podcasting alongside blogging, in my experience, and you're welcome to use any of that code if it helps you achieve the same. But the important question, I suppose, after all of that, is what to podcast about. My intention remains to use podcasting as an alternative medium to my traditional blog posts, but not every blog post is suitable for conversion into a podcast. Ones that rely on images, for example, like my recent post about dithering, aren't a great choice. Others have lots of code you might like to copy and paste. That's particularly unsuitable for a podcast. And also, sometimes I just can't be bothered. It's already some level of effort to write a blog post, and it's like an extra 25% on top of that to record and edit and upload a podcast version of it, and that's not nothing. So I've tended to reserve podcasts for blog posts that I think have a sort of eccentric general interest vibe to them. So when I learn something new and feel the need to write 1,000 words about it, that's the kind of content that makes it into a podcast episode. Which is why I've been calling the endeavour a podcast nobody asked for about things only Dan Q cares about. I am really capable, or vulnerable I suppose, for being nerd sniped, and I can easily find my way down a rabbit hole of learning. So my podcast is, I guess, a way of sharing my passion for these trivial deep dives with the rest of the world. My episodes are probably shorter than most podcasts. My longest so far is about 15 minutes. My shortest is only 2.5, and most of them average about 7. They're meant to be a bite-sized alternative to reading a post from my blog. You know, for people who'd rather have me in their ears than in their eyes. You know what I mean. Anyway, at this point I would be saying, if you're not listening already, here's how you can do so. But you're clearly already listening to me in podcast form. Just remember that there's always more details on my blog, links and text and pictures and all kinds of other things, which today you'll find at damq.link/podcast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, leave a comment there or email me on podcast@damq.me. I make no conscious effort to track any kind of stats or activity on who reads or listens to my posts, so I really appreciate every comment and email. And as always, damq for listening. Damq very much.